So the bishop of the Diocese of D.C., with the newly coronated president of the not-so-United States of America sitting in the front pew, directed her sermon to him, asking for a bit of mercy for the gays, the immigrants, the trans kids, the enemies he's declared are making for carnage in our great country. Maybe something Jesus himself might ask of the powerful. Back off, big guy. Have a bit of compassion. I guess the bishop hadn't been paying attention to politics these last, couple of decades. Supreme leader of the free world, he doesn't take prisoners. Demands the utmost retribution. Forgives only those who storm the Capitol to keep him in power. Not exactly the poster child for mercy. Of course, he exploded on social media that the pastor was lousy, stupid, a Trump hater, a liberal snowflake, and totally out of line. At least he didn't call her a horse face. But one of his minions suggested she should be put on the deportation list. Adolf would be proud. If you want a quick portrait of where we're at in America today, you got it. The pardons of the insurrectionists that stormed the Capitol January 6th, attacking the cops, sacking the offices, well, there's another signpost of what's coming. Compassionate conservatism? I don't think so. Vengeance, retribution, attacks on any and all critics, these are the order of the day. So much for the guardrails of democracy. We're on a track towards something darker than anyone could have imagined. Strap in, gird your loins, buckle up, and get ready for a rough ride. You think the Proud Boys aren't licking their lips, checking their ammo, firing up for the next assault. You didn't study the history of Adolf's rise to power. The Nazis are here, and they have the Führer they want. Mercy? No, those days are over.